This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session to Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being part of. Seriously. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to find out what's happening. 855 Real Joe. Love to hear what you have to say. 855 732 5563. And again, as I keep telling you, get involved, get engaged. I want you to know what's happening. I want you to have enough information. So that when you're talking to other people, right, you're not just spewing the party line. I don't just, God, anybody who knows me for any length of time knows, I've never spewed the party line. I just don't do it. It's too boring anyway. But get informed. If you get informed, you get engaged, you know, you have a clue as to what's going on, you can at least put information out there. Maybe you found out something somebody else did, or you've learned how to say it in a way that you can bring other people together with you. Which is some of the emails I'm getting. Some of the questions are, does the Texas case being dismissed or not allowed being brought forward, does that hurt or help Trump's campaign? I don't know. Depends on what people hear it, see it, or know what's going on. No, really. If I don't know as a Christian, if I'm thinking things are going well, right, and I don't know what's going on, and I don't get informed, how do I make informed decisions on who to vote for and how? What I'm looking for, to Sonia's point earlier, if you have a pastor that says it doesn't matter who you vote for because God's in control, I have a bunch of questions for him. As a matter of fact, you should have. Look, God doesn't do things in a vacuum. God doesn't do things just because. And yes, I agree that sometimes we don't understand, but that doesn't mean they're wrong. I get that. But I submit to some of you that run around on a regular basis saying that God's in control and God's will always gets done and God and God and God and God. Really? Because the Bible clearly states that God's will has all come to the knowledge of Christ, right? But do they? No. God's will is that we all prosper and be a help. The Bible's very clear about that. But do we? No. So does his will always get done? No. I mean, I give you 500 examples. I'm not going to do it now. I don't have the time. Right? God is sovereign. Can he do anything he wants to do? Of course he can. Will he? No. No, he tells you in his word. This is my rules. These are my laws. I'll be faithful to follow these. If you do this, 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 and this, you'll be blessed. Because I've got to tell you something. Here, I'm going to say some distasteful stuff right now. If God's will always gets done, if what's happening is what God wants to get done, then stop trying to stop praying against abortion. Because all those babies that died must have been his will. Correct? This is what you say when you make the blanket statement that God's will always gets done. the millions of Jews that died in the Holocaust must have been God's will. Based on what you're saying. I'm not saying it's true. But based on what you're saying. When you say God's will always gets done. You really think it was God's will that all those Jews died? Do you know one of the biggest culprits of allowing that to happen was the Christian church of the day? Look it up. Do some homework. Right? I mean, we go down a whole list of stuff. Slavery. Why did you pray against it? Why did you stop it? If God's will always gets done, then that must have been God's will to make sure that black people were held in slavery, even though there were white folks and all kinds of others. So God's will doesn't always get done. I mean, again, I can go over scripture after scripture where God tells you, you go out and find people to rule over you. You go out and find godly people who love and revere God to rule over you. Do we do that? No. We don't. There's been plenty of people who claim to be a Christian or a godly person. And then you find out shortly after they get in, after you've been running around for them, helping them out and get them in office, you find out what a piece of work they really are. So I would submit to you that God's will does not always get done. And that God's only hands are our hands. And he expects us to do. Just read the Bible. There's plenty of places where he says, you go do this. You lay hands on the sick. You pray for so-and-so. Why would he tell you to do that? Oh, Job, but God's mind is divine and mysterious, and God works in a mysterious way. Where does it say that? Where does it actually say, you God-fearing people, where does it actually say in the Bible that God works in mysterious ways? Matter of fact, this scripture that says, all the knowledge you need is right here in this book. So if you don't know, it's because you haven't read the book. And again, I'm only speaking to those people who believe in God. But these are the people running around talking about, you know, what God wants from us, what he's doing, what he's not doing. These are people that won't go vote. Because God's in control, is going to turn out the way he wants, his will's going to get done anyhow. Really? So his will would have been to put a president in place that signed off on, that will sign off on after birth abortion? Are you really going to try to look me in the face and tell me that? Yeah, not going to work. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
This ship, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city.
We are back. Toby Senior, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAM-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I do want you part of the solution. That would be really cool. You know, we were talking a little while ago about, you know, or in the last segment, for you God people, that I'm tired of hearing about God's in control and God's will always gets done. I want you to really think about what you're saying, and then I want you to go look at, really read. Go look at Scripture. Go look at whether, if you really believe that God's will gets done, no matter what, then you have to believe it was okay for the Jews to die in the Holocaust. You have to believe that the slaves that perished, the slaves that were beaten, the slaves, that was all okay, because it wasn't. And when you look at slavery in the Old Testament, You had to treat them as well, if not better, than family. Do your own study. Stop allowing people to talk about us like we're, you know, barbarians, because we're not. Anyway, while I'm at it, let's talk a little bit about, you heard earlier, how we came out in record numbers to vote. Now, they did some exit polling, because it's really the only way to do it. Among voters who, you know, who voted during the 2020 election, the part that, like, floors me is 51% voted for Biden compared to 47% who voted for Trump. Now, as I always say, I love my Catholic upbringing, but I don't understand. You had bishop after bishop after bishop in this country that said, hey, he believes in abortion. He believes in partial birth abortion. He believes abortion in any time, on demand, for any reason. That is 180 degrees against God, the creator of the universe's scripture, his word, his will. And yet 51% voted for Biden. How do you justify that? And don't say that abortion has nothing to do, you know, religion or politics is separate. Life is not politics. The system that God set up to create life, because you are almost like a little God when you're creating life, but you're only allowed to create, you're only able to create because of the process that God put in place to make it happen. But I guess you know more than God. 47% voted for Trump. And when you talk to some of these people, it's because they didn't like the way he talked, he spoke, and how he deals with things. Apparently they've never read their Old Testament. They've never read one of the most beloved men in the Bible and how harsh he was. Among those who identify as Protestant, this would combine various denominations, 37% voted Biden compared to 62% for Trump. So 62% of those who voted, who said that they were Protestant, any of the non-Catholic religions, I guess basically is the way they do it, right? 62% of those voted for Trump, and 37% voted for. I don't know why. I would love for a Catholic or technically, I guess I'm a Protestant. I'm a non-denominational Christian. I don't believe in one denomination over the other. I think denominations are bad. The NBC data also breaks down race-based religion data. Among white Protestants, 73% voted for Trump, 26% voted for Biden. White Catholics had the similar numbers. And Pew Research Center polling of voter intentions back in October, 78% of white evangelical Protestants intended to vote for Trump. 53% of the white Protestants who were not evangelical intended to vote for Trump. And 52% of white Catholics also intended to vote for Trump. A full 90% of black Protestant voters supported Biden, according to Pew. This is why I always say, I get a kick out of this. 67% of Hispanic Catholics also supported Biden. So, to the black community, when he closes down the centers that Trump opened for black businesses, the fact that Joe Biden has come out with some of the most racist comments, you said Trump was a racist, but you couldn't point to one thing he did that was racist. Not one. But Joe Biden has. He signed a bill that, or pushed a bill into law that put more young black men in jail than any other. But you still voted for him. What's really funny is that when you talk about the black community, they talk about you like you're dependent on them. You need them. You can't do it by yourself. And when you look at a number like this, I have to sit back and say, that proves that they have convinced you and still have done nothing for you. Nothing. And Hispanics? I don't know. The things that you stand for, that you say you stand for, the things you vote for other than the president, don't line up with any of his principles. Not a one. Anyhow. In 2016, Trump received significant support from Christian voters, 56% of the Protestant vote comprising multiple denominations, compared to 39% for Hillary Clinton. Again, I have to keep saying this. I don't care what you pastors say. Prove it to me from a scriptural standpoint. Just because you say it from the pulpit doesn't make it right. You are not gods. Some of you act like it, but you are not gods. 64% of white Catholics in, I just lost the number I was looking at. According to Pew polling, 60% of Hispanic Catholics who also supported Biden. These numbers were lower, apparently, than they were in 2016 for the Catholic portion. The numbers provide a hint that some of the religious drama that's now being seen. So I think the white Catholics are really the story today, said Ryan Berger, professor for political science at the Eastern Illinois University. He said, I think that really, what really matters in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, it looks like, now he said at the time, it looks like they're going to flip from red to blue. Why? Why? I mean, I have to ask the question. I know this isn't religious hour, but I have to ask the question. If you truly are a man or woman of God, if you truly say that you follow Scripture, how do you vote for somebody? I'm just sticking on the one thing alone, because it's the biggest issue. God is about life, not about death. How do you vote for somebody? How do you support somebody that believes in killing a baby even after it's born? After it's born. Show me senior host. Listen to the website. Be back in just a little bit.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court has rejected a bid by Texas and other Republican-led states to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory in last month's election. In a brief order Friday evening, the justices refusing the Texas case filed Monday against 4 swing states whose voters favored Biden. Trump 2020 campaign spokesman Rudy Giuliani reacts to the news on Newsmax.
The worst part of this is
Basically, the courts are saying they want to stay out of this, and they don't want to. They don't want to give us a hearing. They don't want the American people to hear these facts. And I think that's a terrible, terrible mistake.
The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use in the United States. The vaccine also authorized for use in the UK and Canada. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air in the chat room. Just the time you spend with us, learning about what's going on, understanding what's happening. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, and we're talking about going back to a way. As far as I'm concerned, it's unacceptable. Was unacceptable, is, continues to be unacceptable. Some of the rules and that Obama put in place, I mean, some of the rules that didn't allow somebody to defend themselves when charges were brought against them. Yeah, you heard me. How quickly we forget. You see, when Trump became president, we kind of went, good now. Well, it was mostly good. It was a lot of good. Right? But now, you're going to watch stuff start to go back quickly to the way it was. The Cornell trustees have approved a ban on law students representing accused students. Now, I don't know. It's a law school, right? You think maybe they bring the people in to help them do this kind of thing? Teach them how to try a case to see where the pitfalls are going to be? But Cornell University appeared intent on rushing through changes to its disciplinary procedure that would, among other things, ban law students from representing accused students and expand Cornell's jurisdiction off campus. Now, the comment period for the revision was only a month, which is more than enough time. The Board of Trustees totally ignored the student government resolutions. They wanted a little bit more time. Concerns about the code range from issues of jurisdiction, changes to new student code of conduct. Right? The Vice President for Student and Campus Life would be able to oversee these things. And they didn't like that. The Graduate Professor Students Assembly and University Assembly, which currently has authority to amend the Code of Conduct, they passed it unanimously on Tuesday, allowing the undergraduates to be able to defend their fellow students. So again, this isn't a major deal. trying to break up some of the stories tonight so they're not all about the SCOTUS. But the university, you know, basically their talking points were that the changes were intended to make the disciplinary process less adversarial and legalistic. So they're teaching these kids, the young people, I don't want to call them kids. They're trying to teach these young kids, young people, to how to defend themselves, how to act in court, how to defend somebody who's done something wrong or not done something wrong. But they want to do it, I guess, in a kinder, gentler way, right? I mean, seriously. So it just, some of the stuff just flies in the face of itself. Always concerning and questioning me. Okay. Yeah, like I said, I'm trying to break things up. The Arizona GOP chief, he's appealing now to the same. See, these things should have either been ready to go or should have already gone down the road. So that we totally inundated the Supreme Court with these. But then Arizona's Republican Party now appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court as part of a long-shot effort to nullify Joe Biden's victory. This is what they're calling it. The filing comes as the High Court nixed a similar bid by Texas. But here's the thing. This is Arizona now fighting Arizona. This is not Texas fighting Arizona. Right? I mean, have I got this right, people? The High Court on Friday also got an emergency filing from former Trump campaign lawyer Sidney Powell. And they wanted to decertify Biden's victory as well in Georgia. According to the Democratic lawyer, Mark Elias, who has been active in the post-election litigation, neither case has been formally docketed at the Supreme Court. Now, the appeal by the Arizona GOP chairwoman says the state needs more time to conduct a new, larger examination of duplicates. Right? The duplicate ballots that were made, somebody wants to see them, how they were made, how they look. No, really, think about it. I'm frustrated, too, just like the rest of you. You know, we have the best legal minds out there on both sides of the issue, but you've got some of the best legal minds. Why is this such a struggle? Why is it so hard for them to figure out and get out there and make happen? I have no idea. I'm asking you because, as you can hear again, I am frustrated. And it's not all just because of mainstream media or anything along those lines. Are these people really the best people for the job? I mean, I know they are, but you see what I'm saying. Do they really want this? Do they really want Trump to win? Now, Sidney Powell's cases will go on long after January 20th. If we're smart, if they're smart, we'll keep fighting this until we truly get a ruling that'll help clean things up. Really. And then Lynn Wood has stepped forward. Another attorney that has been fighting this for quite some time. But he is appealing the Georgia election case to the Supreme Court. No, really. I want to see these guys. I want to see the Supreme Court really, truly work for their money now. And when everybody was talking about that, we have, you know, now we have, we said five conservative justices. You realize they can decide to hear or not hear the case. I think Brad Dinkins was telling us you only needed three or four of them to want to hear a case and it could be heard. I don't know for sure. But people, this is going to be a fight. I truly am worried about violence in the streets, not from our people necessarily. You will have people on the right. You will have some that will go too far. But Some people are going to feel so disenchanted. The fact that we really haven't had any justice for 4 years. Right? I mean, what do you want them to do? You want them to crawl back into a hole and be quiet? It's not going to happen. These people want justice, and they're going to get it one way or the other. You know, what you don't hear, some of the stuff that you don't hear is the Wisconsin Supreme Court now decided to take up Trump's case. This is after a lower circuit court dismissed it. Like, no biggie. Well, apparently they thought it was because they've taken it up. And, you know, again today, I'm giving you a bit of a smorgasbord thing here on purpose because we're distracted by, you know, everything goes to a Supreme Court or the Supreme Court are being fought in the court. But the Senate passed the 2021 defense bill, and it's veto-proof because the majority, it was voted in by the majority. So it actually watered down or made Trump's threats useless. Final vote, 84-13. But Trump, you know, they're excited because it's a bipartisan passage of the bill. But yet, it takes presidential power away from the president. He can't draw down troops in Afghanistan like he wants it to. He no longer has that right to do that. It's a right given to him by the Constitution. Because it's not a war, right? Have we decided that it's not a war? Senator John Barrasso, a Republican out of Wyoming, Congress's duty to provide the for the common defense. So we need to spend as much money as humanly possible and make sure that it's Congress's job to fund for the common defense. It's the president's job to make sure we're safe. 855-REAL-ZERO, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And we really do need to get involved. You know, a little bit more than just being on Facebook or what have you. You know, and find out who your local party is, who they're getting behind. Find out if you can get behind them. Don't just do it because the party does it, but find out who they're getting behind. And push and fight and make sure that you're doing the right thing. Make sure you're helping people who fear God or love God or matter of fact, those who understand that they're not the end all be all. Christian Post does a piece out. And we've talked about this one a million times. Not this story, but this kind of story. And YouTube has pulled many of our friends down. They've throttled back many of our people, pulled them down. You almost can't find us on YouTube at all. We used to get 30, 40,000 views per hour, per night on YouTube. But YouTube censors now are censoring a Christian pediatrician for criticism of trans surgery. They're deeming it hate speech, which is really funny because they're going to have to call out the Supreme Court in England, in Britain over this. Because the Supreme Court in Britain just said, no more. No more. There are too many young kids that were allowed to have surgeries, that were allowed, you know, young girls that were allowed to have their breasts removed, allowed to be given hormones, just totally ruins their lives. And then come back and want to go back to the way it was. And nobody told them that that would be almost impossible to do. But YouTube is censoring. So here's a doctor that's actually speaking out about it and explaining what it does to the body and how bad it is. And nobody wants to hear it. So do they really want to protect our kids or not? Some of the pictures or the videos were about surgeries where reproductive organs are removed. And you can't fix that if you would. In a 2017 video from the Daily Signal, a conservative outlet featuring Dr. Michelle Critella of the American College of Pediatricians, she spoke against medical practices that confused children about their biological sex. Now that was taken down. During the video, Critella elaborates on the approaches to treatment gender confusion within much of the medicine, pointing out the difference between body integrity disorder and gender dysphoria. See, if you want to cut off a leg or an arm, you're mentally ill. But if you want to cut off your, her words, so don't get upset at me, but if you want to cut off your healthy breast or penis, you're transgender. Those were the words that violated YouTube's policy on hate speech. This is why you cannot let the government or anybody else decide what hate speech means. The Daily Signal learned that this was like, no, a no-no. And the only way the video could be allowed back on the platform was to strike that sentence. So they're telling you what not to say. What do you think the Germans did to get the propaganda out? The Russians as well. In other words, we had two choices, censor the doctor's words, or have no video on the world's biggest video platform. Right? What I would do is start doing what some other people are doing. We're thinking about doing it. Even though we go live up there, or you're getting posted live, do a 10-minute video. Then have it pause and click a button that says watch the rest, and then you get to watch it for real where it's coming up somewhere else. Not on YouTube. In fact, the video has more than 70 million views on Facebook. It might have even more if Facebook hadn't temporarily removed it in July of 2018. After they appealed, Facebook quickly put it back up again. See, we don't have that kind of power. A lot of us smaller commentators, we don't have those kind of attorneys that can jump all over that. So, and I don't think Facebook really cares one way or the other. In an email to Christian Post Wednesday, Critella said that she was actually grateful for YouTube's actions because it unveils and shows you how entrenched the ideology has become. I want to thank YouTube for revealing once and for all that this video is not censoring or containing hate speech, but rather for a sentence that demonstrated how polarized our medical and psychological associations have become. And she's right. John Hopkins wrote a great paper on how bad this was. On how bad it was to give kids hormone blockers. What it did to them mentally. What it did to them physically. I remember reading. I don't read many of those papers because they're boring as heck. But I read it. And it talked about how stopping these chemicals, stopping certain parts of the body to grow the way they're supposed to grow. Things that are still forming in your body after you're born. Stopping them. Slowing them down. You can't reverse it. Most of those people are told they can reverse it, but they can't. The Daily Signal concluded Tuesday that censoring a medical doctor doesn't put YouTube on the right side of history. It just shows that big tech companies can prioritize and tell people what to think and what not to think. Criticism of gender ideology and of the medical treatments associated with it, being deemed as an off-limits topic, where they can censor you. They do it to us all the time. Anything we say that they're not in agreement with, they just cut that portion out and or they throttle it back so it can't be found. in April following a February British Columbia Supreme Court ruling permitting a 14-year-old girl, Maxine, not her real name, to start taking drugs to transition to appear more like a male. The court issued a protection order. Right? They stopped her dad from continuing to privately or publicly refer to his daughter as a female. Now, I want you to know the female-to-male transitions are exponentially higher than the male-to-female. I don't know if they're perceived as more power, more whatever. But why do you think that is? Any peace officer, including any Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer having a jurisdiction in the province of British Columbia, who has reasonable and probable grounds, believes that the respondent in this breach of terms of this order may immediately arrest that person and bring him before a judge of the Superior Court. People, this can happen here. It can happen right here. And it is happening to a degree. If you're in college, you make any one of these comments, you want to talk about it, you want to do any of that, they're going to nail you. You may even lose your ability to go to school there. When did that happen in this country? Starbucks. They're at it again. A while back, they fired a Christian employee for refusal to wear an LGBT Pride t-shirt. That's what the lawsuit claims, right? So a Christian woman in Jersey, she filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against Starbucks, claiming the coffee chain fired her after she refused to wear an LGBT Pride t-shirt because of her religious beliefs. Betsy Freeze began her employment with Starbucks by working as a barista at the store in Hoboken. Hey, Frankie, maybe he hangs out. Her manager at the time was aware of her Christian faith and was accommodating. But she was later transferred to work at a Starbucks in the Glen Ridge area. Now, she claims that in June 2019, she saw a box of Starbucks Pride t-shirts on the floor, right, in the store manager's office during a meeting. So she asked if she, too, would be asked to wear one. The manager said that she wouldn't have to. Now, according to the lawsuit filed on November 19 in the U.S. District Court of New Jersey, this conversation was acknowledged. However, district manager told her a month later that her employee had been terminated according to the lawsuit that was filed on the 19th. The notice of separation from Starbucks cited in the filing said Freeze was fired for violating the company's core values. She and her colleagues, and that she and her colleagues need Jesus when she was given the t-shirt, and she refused to wear it. Now, I don't know, is that a swear word? Can you no longer look at somebody and go, hey, you need Jesus? Right? Isn't that the equivalent of the left telling us to lighten up, to open our minds? Hey, you need to open your mind. You can't be so close-minded. These people are amazing. Anyway, listen, we're running out of time here. God bless. Guys, you have got to get informed. Don't get distracted or pulled down or depressed over what you just happened with the Supreme Court. There are other challenges available, and I'm sure they're not going to stop working on this. You know, if you believe in God, you're a praying person, then ask God for guidance. Ask God for deliverance. Ask God to intervene with this. But you got to get informed. So you're just not out there screaming some of the stupid stuff I've seen come down in the last couple of weeks. Don't let them label us the way we label them. Uninformed, ignorant, and hateful. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Check out the website, realside.com. You can check out time, stations, and places. We'll be back next week.